Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and I have discovered a fun new escape from the daily grind, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has hundreds of social casino-style games as all free to play anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So get to chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
I sold my car in Carvana last night.
Well, that's cool.
No, you don't understand. It went perfectly. Real offer, down to the penny. They're picking it up tomorrow. Nothing went wrong.
So, what's the problem?
That is the problem. Nothing in my life goes as smoothly. I'm waiting for the catch.
Maybe there's no catch.
That's exactly what a catch would want me to think.
Wow, you need to relax.
I need to knock on wood. Do we have wood? Is this table wood?
I think it's laminate.
Okay, yeah, that's good. That's close enough.
Car selling without a catch. Sell your car today on Carvana. Pickup fees may apply.
Hour number three of Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5. The Game, Robbie Stanley, Joe Rex Road, Ryan Porth here with you on this Monday morning, reacting to a big Titans win yesterday, 30-24 in overtime against the Baltimore Ravens. And to help us talk more about that, we go to our 102.5 The Game phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, and bring in our good friend Corey Curtis from News 2. Corey, what's going on, man? How you doing?
Word. We all expected that game yesterday, right?
Yeah, we sure did. Went exactly the way we thought it would go. Corey, what did that game tell you about this Titans team, what they're made of, and maybe what they have to give going forward here?
Well, I think it says that they're not going to sit around and feel sorry for themselves, number one. And number two, I don't know if their confidence is quite as bruised as maybe we thought it was. And then I think the third thing is when you have special players, which the Titans have not always had, they can make special plays that change games and change seasons. And we saw that, you know, finding those guys is important. I think I ask the GM virtually every year before the draft about finding game changers. And, you know, because you see, you know, when you find a guy who by himself can change a football game, I mean, those guys are special and you can't put a price tag on them.
No, that's a great point. And I mean, A.J. Brown just makes plays like that. Derrick Henry, obviously the game winner. I thought, too, Corey, that to me, Ryan Tannehill was struggling as much as I have seen him, you know, over a stretch of a game since he's taken over as quarterback with the Titans. And then I thought it was vintage, like, oh, there's Tannehill in the last quarter and a half of that game. What did you make of it? Almost like he flipped the switch or something.
Well, I thought it was a really important game for him because about three quarters in, I was like, this has been my critique of Tannehill to this point, which people have generally not always liked, and that is that when things are good, he's got good protection, he's got a good running game. He can be an excellent quarterback. But when the chips are down, he may not be good enough to elevate the rest of his team to get across the finish line. And yesterday, he elevated his game down the stretch. After, like you said, he was not great. He made some poor decisions. He did have a couple drops, but he was taking a lot of hits again. And it was not looking great. But he really elevated down the stretch. Because, you know, I was sitting there saying to myself, you know, this is what Miami was probably pointing to and say, yeah, this is the guy that we had for 7 years or whatever it was. And then we saw the guy that the Titans have had for the last 18, 19 games. He was good down the stretch. He elevated his team down the stretch. And I think moving forward, that's a very big sign for him and for this football team.
Corey Curtis from News 2 on the line with us, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. And Corey, a lot of good to get to from yesterday's game as we continue to talk about it here. But some bad as well, losing Jayon Brown. He looks like he's going to be out for the season, according to Ian Rappaport. Just a disgusting injury with his elbow there. And then Paul Kaharsky reporting that Ty Sombrilo likely going to be out for the rest of the season. The Titans fearing that as well. Where do the Titans go from here, losing both of those guys yesterday in the game, and Ty Sombrilo and Jayon Brown?
Next man up, right?
Yeah, that's,
you know, move the pile 5 feet over and run another play. That's what they do in practice, and that's kind of what they have to do here. It's kind of the mantra Mike Vrabel has had, and that is if you're on this football team and you're in the game, you're expected to perform. It's why, you know, we all made a stink about the Jameel Douglas snap in the Wildcat on his first play, but that's Vrabel's mantra. If you're in, you're expected to do what everybody else is expected to do. He sets a standard for everybody, and it's the same for everybody. And so that's what will be expected now. You know, they got to get David Long off the COVID list because, you know, it's going to be David Long and Will Compton who are going to have to fill in the rest of the way. We all love Will, but we know that David's faster, right? So they're going to need to try to get him on the field. They could also try to use more safeties in some of those situations, I think. When they're using Jayon Moore in a pass coverage situation, they could possibly use Malik Hooker or Amani Hooker. I call him Malik Hooker every time. they could use Amani Hooker, maybe, I think, in some of those situations, in passing situations. And then it's going to be on Quisenberry. And, you know, gosh, who's got a lump in their throat when they saw the big panda on the sideline, knowing we were a snap away, because he didn't look like he was chomping at the bit. But he's got to get ready, because there may be a point, and it may not be far away, where this team has to call on him to help them win.
Yeah, no, great points, Corey. And you know, I even think about this week. I mean, Jayon Brown, like you said, he has been very important in coverage among all the things he does, including making the calls, by the way. I mean, there's a lot of adjustment, but I mean, even against Hines, he got torched. You know, that's almost like this would be the perfect week to do what you just said and, you know, roll the dice at times with a safety in that spot to deal with some of that, because that's what Phillip Rivers does best and loves to do most is throw to his backs. But on the other side, how about the idea of Dennis Kelly doing what he did for the first four games? And then I don't know if, honestly, you tell me, I don't know with Quisenberry if he's more comfortable either way, but maybe this is where it's time for Isaiah Wilson to get ready, put him in at right tackle, and then you at least have a pretty good feeling for protecting Tannehill's blindside with Kelly.
Well, I don't know if against the Colts is the one to do it in. I mean, maybe the most physical and one of the top three defenses in the league. And I don't know that I'm really – and look, they know the young man better than I do. I think he needs to get his feet wet first. I don't think I could just go start him out there. I think he needs to sprinkle in some plays. But, you know, like I said, he's big and he's physically talented. You know, he's been practicing for about a month now. And, you know, we'll – you know, only the Titans know what he's got at this point and how much he's come along, because obviously – mentally, emotionally, physically, he had a rough go right out of the gate. But you know, when these guys are drafted in the first round, they're expected to produce immediately. And so, what did was it Dick Vermeil who said it's time to take the diaper off and play? and you know, I'm not going to tell Isaiah Wilson that, by the way, because he dropped me into the ground about 3 feet under. But you know. I guess I kind of treat him like with kid gloves, because I worry about him and kind of what he's been through, because I feel like I don't have the whole picture here. And I would like the whole picture before I can make any type of really educated statement. But the fact was, he was dressed yesterday, and that's a big step forward, because if you're dressed, you're one step from the field. And I don't think Mike Vrabel is going to dress anybody who couldn't set foot on the field.
Corey Curtis from News 2 on the line with us, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Corey, you've seen a lot of Titans football. There have been some rough years. There have been some really good years thrown in the mix as well. I want to ask you, have the Titans ever had a more dominant player than Derrick Henry is right now for this group and has been for the last 2 years? Has there ever been a guy that's been more dominant in a Titans uniform?
Well, I saw Chris Johnson rush for 2,000 yards.
You did.
And no one could catch him. And while Derek, I mean, he's got 1,000 yards in 10 games, and it's awesome. And, you know, seeing him run through people is amazing. But that last 9-10 games of that season, Chris Johnson was as unstoppable as of a force offensively as any player I've ever seen. So yes, I've seen a guy be that level, but you know, Derek's in a really good place, because, you know, he did not have, when he first started, he didn't have 2-3-4 yard runs where you were like, that was a good run. And now he has 2-3-4 yard runs where I go, that was a really good run. And I think that's one of the big differences for him. It's the physicality. He didn't play with this level of physicality when he first started. It took him 2.5 years to decide he was going to be a physical back. And, you know, now, you know, he is kind of an unstoppable force because I'm getting off your question, so I apologize.
It's okay.
When you look at this game, and this Titans team as it's constructed, as we've talked about, A.J. Brown, Corey Davis, Jonnu Smith, Derrick Henry, these are big, physical, fast athletes. And you saw them wear out the Ravens in this game. When it got to overtime, they didn't have anything left. They didn't have anything left to stop those guys, even in the fourth quarter, because those guys had worn them down. And you just don't see that. And, you know, those guys are special in the way and in the way this team is constructed, you know, that is special. And, you know, you saw it take effect in this game in that way. But, you know, as far as Derrick Henry, you know, it's like being on the railroad tracks. You know, that train's coming, and you're not going to stop it as long as it's within a mile of you. It's just not going to happen.
Yeah, and I wonder, you know, we were talking earlier, you know, with his numbers and his season, and these are the games, Corey, where you maybe get to see some Isaiah Wilson, you get some Lions coming up, get some Jaguars coming up, you know, you maybe have a chance to...
You know, they beat the Jaguars 33-30, so I'm not chalking that up as a victory.
Well, that's a fair point, too.
So there are no easy ones, but... You're right. You would like to get, but I mean, those games are 3 weeks away. They still got the Browns and the Colts before we get there.
Oh, for sure. I'm just saying, when you talk about when is it okay to maybe, you know, try to work that depth and get the rookie, you know, look, you know, those are more of the games that are probably ideal compared with Sunday. How about this though, real fast?
Yeah.
What about the idea of just flip-flopping Kelly and Quisenberry, you know, moving forward? I don't know. I mean, I just feel like that left side, man, you want to be as good as you can be there, right?
Yeah, but I know this from seeing Dennis Kelly for like 3 years. He's been better on the right than he's been on the left.
Yes,
without question. And I don't like to weaken two spots to make one better. I don't know if that makes sense or not. So if you feel good on the right side, then just focus on the left. That would be the way that I would do it. Unless you feel like Quisenberry struggles so much on the left side that you just can't do it. That would be my concern. But if we think we're getting Saffold back possibly this week, right? And you think the Titans are going to get him back?
Likely.
Because he didn't go on injured reserve. So you're 4/5 of the way there. You know, just focus on helping that 1/5. Because there were times in this game where I wanted them to focus on helping that 1/5, and they didn't do it. When I was watching, you know, Quisenberry go one-on-one. I mean, not Quisenberry. I was watching Sobrilo go one-on-one on the edge. And I was like, I think the young man, you know, needs a little help at some point with Ngakoue, and he wasn't always getting it. And then in the second half, you know that 50-yard pass to Corey Davis, they kept in two tight ends and Derrick Henry to block. They had 8-man protection in on that play. And, you know, that's what you need A.J. Brown and Corey Davis to step up here even bigger down the stretch, because they're going to have to do more of that. And that's whether the Dennis Kelly's on the left side or the right side. I think you tweeted it out, Robbie, and I said this yesterday. You're absolutely right. Taylor Lewan is worth every penny the Titans gave him. And you are seeing that bear out each and every week since he's been gone.
Absolutely. Corey Curtis from News 2 has been our guest here on Robbie and Rex Row. Corey, great stuff as always, my man. We appreciate you taking time to join us, and have a happy Thanksgiving. We'll talk to you next week.
All right, you too, guys. Enjoy the festivities. And Joe, your Lions are terrible. They are the ultimate Lucy of the NFL.
Ugh.
They are the Lucy. Hey. They get you feeling like, hey, they're about to make a little run, and then they pull the ball away.
let's all enjoy some Lions football yes. Thursday, a tradition unlike any other.
We are very much looking forward to it on Thanksgiving. Corey, thanks, man. We appreciate you.
All right, have a good one.
When we come back, we'll dive back into the Titans game against the Ravens yesterday. How did they manage that comeback in the fourth quarter? That's coming up next. But first, I got a word from FanDuel. And you may be watching the games this weekend and you see another ad for FanDuel Sportsbook and you think to yourself, is that legal here in Tennessee? Well, you bet it is. FanDuel Sportsbook now legal in Tennessee. And you can place your first bet on FanDuel Sportsbook risk-free and get up to $1,000 back if you don't win. Seriously, no strings attached. Just place any bet you want. And if you win, you keep the cash. And if you don't, you'll get your entire bet up to $1,000 back in bonus site credit so you can take another shot at the end zone on the house. And maybe an interesting line this weekend. Tennessee right now a 10.5-point favorite against Vanderbilt heading into the action this weekend. And if you've watched any of Tennessee football lately, that's a very interesting line coming up. And with FanDuel Sportsbook, generous risk-free bets are just the beginning. They've got a simple app, live betting on every game, and exhilarating bet types such as same-game parlays where you combine multiple bets from one game into a single parlay. And once you win on FanDuel Sportsbook, they get you your winnings in as little as 24 hours. I had a great weekend on FanDuel Sportsbook. I got my winnings today. It was a wonderful time. That's one of the best parts about the FanDuel Sportsbook app. So to claim your risk-free bet, just download that FanDuel Sportsbook app and be sure to sign up with promo code ROB, that's R-O-B, so they know that I sent you. That's FanDuel Sportsbook, promo code ROB. Must be 21 or older and present in Tennessee. Site credit is non-withdrawable and expires 7 days after receipt. Terms apply. See sportsbook.fanduel.com for details. And for problem gambling support, call 1-800-889-9789.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it. But Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
I sold my car in Carvana last night.
Well, that's cool.
No, you don't understand. It went perfectly. Real offer down to the penny. They're picking it up tomorrow. Nothing went wrong.
So, what's the problem?
That is the problem. Nothing in my life goes as smoothly. I'm waiting for the catch.
Maybe there's no catch.
That's exactly what a catch would want me to think.
Wow, you need to relax.
I need to knock on wood. Do we have wood? Is this table wood?
I think it's laminate.
Okay, yeah, that's good. That's close enough.
Car selling without a catch. Sell your car today on Carvana. Pickup fees may apply.